There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To another edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hillen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell from 550 KFIRE. You're listening to us either on the Voice of the Northern Plains, the mothership flagship 550 KFIRE. Could be on AM 1100, the flag from Fargo, Moorhead, western Minnesota, and eastern North Dakota. And by the way, we have a little score to settle between Minnesota and North Dakota today on the program, so stay tuned for that. And, of course, AM 1090 KTGO. The flag and the Bakken, rocking the Bakken, KLTC and Dickinson as well. Glad you're here today on the program. We have a State of the Union reaction, most importantly from you, our listeners, to tell us what's on your mind. Why don't I focus on three specific things the president talked about or proposed, suggested last night, and get your take on it, your real take, and try to just drill down on a specific proposal rather than in a broad sweep, say whether you liked the speech or didn't like the speech, because We all kind of agree that if you're a fan of the president, you probably, were enjoying goosebumps last night, right? From the soaring rhetoric and the pomp and circumstance of the event. If you don't like the president, you probably were, throwing things at the TV but we'll deal with some specifics on the program today. So looking forward to that. Also on the program, Congresswoman Kristi Noem, South Dakota, will be here. Senator John Hoeven will get their reaction. We're going to talk about the Sandpiper Pipeline that Enbridge has proposed. Very important piece of infrastructure. Infrastructure came up last night in the State of the Union address, so we'll have some guests from Enbridge on the program today to talk about that. This hour brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about the $30 billion in economic impact, the 60,000 jobs, and the lives positively impacted, all the things being done to address the challenges from the industry, the growth that's happening as a result of that $30 billion in economic impact and those 60,000 jobs. So check it all out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, here's my three questions for you based on last night. Todd, will you go first on these? Free community college. Good idea. President last night proposing, some version of a K-14 education system and free community college. First of all, would it be free? That's one question. Nothing's free, right? I mean, there's a cost.
Well, that was going to be my comeback, is what exactly is free?
But let's just conceptually say, the idea of offering with some, particulars. You have to have a certain grade point average and some... it isn't just free for anybody for all, but it's with the conditions free. Good idea, bad idea, what do you think?
Properly financed could be a good idea, but if it's just going to be out of, the general public debt and deficit, no, I don't, I'm not in favor of that.
Here's
now,
my
that's
take.
Bad. I like what they do in, for example, Tennessee, where they do it. But it's financed through their state lottery. In other words, it's a bunch of people that are spending the money knowingly. So it's not being, involuntarily financed, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go. To me, state by state, decide this, right? If North Dakota has the funds to say, for instance, we have huge workforce needs over the next 20, 30 years in North Dakota. We're going to target, a tuition waiver, an incentive, stay in the state, participate in our workforce, and do it state by state, fund it in the state. Federal government's broke. Look at the federal debt.
Yeah, that's just it. If it's going to be another handout thing, well, gee whiz, we can't pay for what we got going on now.
So my question for our audience is, conceptually, is it a good idea? And if so, what's the best way to implement it? Is it with as the president suggests, a federal mandate on this, or is it state by state? Okay, question one, on the 2 years of the free community college. Second one that really jumped off the podium at me last night was this quote from the President of the United States. No challenge. No challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change. Now, if you make a mental laundry list of the threats we face to our kids and grandkids, do you think climate change is numero uno, as the president does? What do you think of that particular assertion last night? Didn't necessarily get the attention that I thought it would, but it really grabbed me to
say. Yeah, was that on your list of things that, here's what's going to come up tonight. I bet he's going to talk about this. Was that even on your radar?
Oh, yes, because it's catnip to his, for the same reason the president's been absolutely against the Keystone XL pipeline. You know, this is his crowd, right? This is his constituency. Extremists in the environmental world are very important politically to this president. And that's why he slow walked Keystone XL pipeline.
I just didn't see that one coming on the State of the Union. I just didn't think it was like in the top 10 of, you know, things we better make sure are in the State of the Union tonight.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a, you know, he'd bring it up. The fact that he says it's our greatest threat, I think, wow, we can go through a pretty long list there of things.
Welcome
that,
to first world problems, right?
Yeah, so that one struck
that's
me.
That's the big threat. Who?
Here's another one that I think deserves some discussion. You know, JFK once famously said, ask not what your country can do for you, but rather ask what you can do for your country, right? Mm-hmm. So Barack Obama last night, that JFK line was echoing in my head when I heard him say, quote, send me a bill that gives every worker in America the opportunity to earn 7 days of paid sick leave. It's the right thing to do. Now, let's talk about sick leave for a second, all right? Well, we've got free community college. We've got climate change as the biggest threat. The biggest threat. No threat bigger to future generations than climate threat. Here's another dandy. Should the federal government say every worker in America has the opportunity to earn 7 days of paid sick leave? Is that a government mandate? First of all, sick leave is, in my mind, a good thing. But I don't understand how a worker, an employee, people, individuals, shouldn't be the ones responsible to say, I want to have sick leave for the what-ifs in life, so I'm going to get a job in which that's available to me. Isn't that the way the world should work? Should we be mandating 7 days of paid sick leave? I mean, what have we come to when we say, here's the challenges that face us, and this is a proposal from the President of the United States? So I want to talk a little bit about sick leave today on the program as well. And, you know, there were some other things there with the president suggesting civility, but then sort of cheap-shotting folks on, you know, instead of setting our sights on a single oil pipeline, let's pass a whole bipartisan infrastructure plan. Yeah, well, good idea, but how long would that take, right? I wanted to start with this, and I should have, because, you know, I think the things I'd like to focus on from last night were the fact that you had a World War II veteran, Lynn Oz, from Minot, North Dakota, there last night. Lynn Oz and his son were given the two seats that each member of Congress gets, one for Senator Hovind, one for Congressman Kramer last night, to accommodate that. That was neat. That was cool. Glad they were there. I also want to applaud Senator Heitkamp for inviting the Lunskys from Larimore, North Dakota, Richard and Susan, to be there. The Lunskys were the very first people to respond to that bus train collision earlier this month that left the driver and a heroic student dead and 12 others injured. Neat idea. Neat way to turn the page, if you will, on that tragic situation. Honor some community heroes, and kudos to Senator Heitkamp for that invite. Kudos to Senator Hovind and Congressman Kramer for the invite of a World War II hero. I think that's pretty cool. That's on my mind, our mind, and some key issues there to talk about. And welcome your comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Climate change the biggest threat, yes or no? Sick leave, 7 days mandated by the federal government, good idea or no? 2 years of community college, what say you? Curtin Bismarck's first to go with his thoughts.
Good morning, Scott. Just a quick, brief comment on the address as well as the GOP response. And the caveat here is my opinion is bipartisan. It just rankles me every time I hear these leading Democrats and Republicans pandering to us about the care of our veterans. We haven't been taking care of our veterans since World War II. And to see all these private infomercials coming out for us to pay for veterans that still need health care, that's the United States government's job. We put them in harm's way, and we're supposed to fix them when they come back. And we've done a horrible job of it since World War II, both parties. And they pander when they get in front of us that, oh, it's so important to take care of our veterans.
Yeah, also, so why don't why don't we demand they do that before they propose new things like, paid sick leave and community college? And, you know, these things become a laundry list of the let's do this, let's do that, very little of which ultimately gets passed. Just fulfill the commitments we already have, Kurt.
I totally agree with you. And that priority list by both of our leading parties just gets slipped down. They're there when they're there, ready to send them in harm's way, both parties.
All right, Kurt, good point. He wants to take care of the obligations we already have for a very important group of folks, vets. Thanks. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Beatles-Blocker.
Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of four Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Streeter, Underwood, Minot, and Newberg, North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2015 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are January 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Central Grasslands Research Extension Center in Streeter, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Underwood City Hall Meeting Room in Underwood, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Newberg Community Center in Newberg. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Condell at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer, pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sick leave. Good idea. Everybody ought to have a cushion for the what ifs. But whose job is it to earn it? Is it an individual say, I want that protection for me, my family, so therefore I'm going to go get a job that offers it, which it does? or should it be mandated? Should it be should it be a right? I continue to just scratch my head over that one today. That and free college. And by the way, the free, this is buried in the details, about a $60 billion proposal for the 2 years of community college is what the tab would be. The president is proposing that the federal government cover 75% of the cost and the states cover 25%. So I love that, too. Somebody else can pay for a fourth of it. You and I try that, Todd. Let's come up with a good idea, and then, we'll cover part of the cost, and somebody will cover the other part of the cost, right? Yeah. Anyway, I want your take on that. A lot of Facebook comments on this that I'll get to, and more of your calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see here. Before I go to this comment that came in during the break on free college, I want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors, MyPillow.com. As I speak, I have the MyPillow website up here right now. And, Todd and I talk a lot about the classic two-for-one deal, which is 50% off, and the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. But I tell you what, if you go to the website, and listen, if you snore, if you have insomnia, if you have neck pain, if you have migraines, if you have allergies or sleep apnea or TMJ, MyPillow has helped a lot of folks who suffer from those elements get a good night's sleep. It's not an element, it's an ailment. Ailment is what I was trying to say. So there really is relief from a lot of the things that keep you up at night from this pillow. We just talk about a good night's sleep, but I mean, there's a lot of folks that really have found great success with that. There's a two-for-one special right now. If you click, you'll find radio listeners to buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow topper, 50% off. The Thermo Shield, of course, we talk a lot about the original classic. It's a great deal. Queen or king pillow. So it's like, $40 a pillow when you get done, which is a great deal when you consider it's a 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee, and folks raving about it. Do me a favor. Make today the day you call them at 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Check out this website. It's fun. I think of all the other great ways I can enhance my night's sleep when I check out MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So check that out if you would. Okay, let's go back to the phones here.
Yeah, Scott, I think that the free college is a good idea, and I think they should give them at least two meals a day while they're there free, and put some sandwiches in their backpack when they go home for the weekend, of course. Maybe even give them a car so they can drive to the thing. Of course, that's a good idea. Goodbye.
Do you think he's serious with that suggestion, Todd? Maybe not. But I point well taken. I mean, where do you draw that line on free? Here's another.
John from Carrington.
Yes, John.
I kind of would like to know how we consider this a free college education. It's only free for the person who benefits from it, not for the taxpayers who are going to have to fork up the bill for it. We're almost $18 trillion in debt now, and then he wants to do it to all the other states. I mean, besides North Dakota, what we've got with the oil revenue, other states, there's no way they could possibly support this. This is ridiculous. You want the education, go to work. Maybe if they turn on and give people an education, if they give, voluntary service, there got to be some kind of job they come up with, to help the homeless or feed people or, that type of thing. Short of joining the military, you can join the military and get a free education as well. This is ridiculous. No way should we, the taxpayers, have to fork this up. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, what's the definition of free? Another good call. Yeah. Good Carrington common sense, Tom. Thank you for that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. On the climate change question, is it the greatest threat? No greater threat for our future generations? Aaron says, dovetailing on Tom's point, in my opinion, the greatest threat to our future generation is the spoon-feeding of entitlement to the masses. Yeah, the I'm entitled mentality, right? Cameron says the inability of Congress to meet revenue targets to at least service the interest on the national debt is by far the largest threat to the USA. Agree, economic. How about the terrorism threat? Would you put that over over climate change. Again, I just think you can start going down this list and say...
I would think that would make people in certain countries a little bit more likely to say, well, then we need to step up because they seem to feel like they could shoot themselves in the foot better than we could shoot them in the foot.
What's your take on this? On the community college, Carol says, no, if you give it away, there is nothing to work for. Kevin says famously, there is no, quoting a famous line, there's no such thing as a free lunch. No kidding. Ed Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. My favorite, are you kidding me, head scratcher proposal is the sick leave. And I'm not a heartless creep. I just don't think, for one, I think if we look at, we get out a whiteboard and say, here's stuff we need to fix. Going to earlier call from Kurt. Hey, how about fulfilling the obligations we currently have, all right? Or what needs to be fixed? The sick leave thing, to me, that's up to an individual to get where it's offered. Ed wants to weigh in on his opinion. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think that all that's going to accomplish is put more pressure on small business, just like the Affordable Care Act is, you know, and force more people out of their business and their jobs. It's just crazy what the stuff he's trying to do. Cost money to leave people at home.
Yeah, I mean, whose job is it to secure that benefit for, an individual? Isn't it the individual?
Yeah. I got a savings account, or I bought Aflac or something like that, you know. My employer doesn't offer it. Well, take care of yourself. Well, that's what I did.
Yeah, your employer doesn't offer sick leave, so what is it, PTO instead or something?
Nothing. Don't get nothing. Take care of yourself. Make good money. Save a little for a rainy day. That's the that's what we do.
Interesting. Do you have vacation?
Nothing. Nope.
Wow.
We get laid off on a seasonal layoff. Our compensation is unemployment. Workman's unemployment.
But again, you've chose that position and that thing, and in your case, you're saying, hey, I've gone with Aflac, or I've taken care of that, I'm covered, right?
Yep.
You're choosing that position. It works for you. You're covered. To me, that's the way you do it. And there are a lot of positions out there where PTO, vacation time, whatever has to be. I mean, look at North Dakota with low unemployment. You know, I mean, the benefit packages are incredible. Go on, get them. Go. You know, I mean,
better job. Made it work, you know? That's what I did.
Yeah. Precisely. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. Cheryl commented on this, saying, my head has exploded again. Like the last 5 years, this guy is so full of himself. Somebody send him Atlas Shrugged now. What does he not get? We are flat broke. Cut, 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 and stay out of every aspect of our lives. Now, child care and demanding companies do something I think most do already, paid sick leave. Yikes. All right, Cheryl, thanks for that passion. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's on your mind? Tell us. Did you watch last night's State of the Union address? What stuck out? What did you like? Highlights up in the gallery. The Lunskys from Larimore, North Dakota, wearing the Larimore Strong shirts. Guests of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Good thing. Lynn Oz, World War II vet. The guest of Senator John Hoeven, who, by the way, will join us next hour. Also, Christy Noem, and we're going to be talking about the Sandpiper Pipeline next hour. So we have a full hour. In the meantime, we want to know what is on your mind. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of Facebook feedback on all these questions of whether or not climate change is the greatest threat of future generations, whether the proposals of 2 years of free community college are a good idea and a good use of your federal tax dollars, or mandated 7 days of sick leave every American, good idea? You tell us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Just so you know, I went into this with a pen and pad, the viewing, that is, last night, and hoped that I could agree with something, and I did very early on agree with the president's shout-out to the men and women of the military. So I was pretty excited about that. He said, what was the exact quote? Maybe I tweeted it. I was looking for it because I quoted it. But anyway, he did. You know, there were things there that I could agree with, so I was happy with that. Did you watch? Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, Politico has a new ranking of the states that has Minnesota at number one, North Dakota number 15, and best places top state in the nation. According to their survey, they rank the 50 states based on the percentage of the unemployed. And North Dakota would win that. Percentage of folks below the poverty level, obesity, annual per capita income, we'd win that. Rate of home ownership, don't know there. Percentage of high school graduates, don't know there. Violent crime rate per 100,000. And life expectancy at birth. That's the ranking. So North Dakota, 15th in the political ranking. And North Dakota 15th. Minnesota, by the way, tied at number one with New Hampshire. Agree or disagree with that? Let me know what you think. Let's see here. Stephen Crosby, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, sir. I have a way to help the environment and the little critters when this global warming stuff hits.
A way to help the critters, you say?
Yes.
Critters being what, like the spotted owl, or which critters?
Well, maybe ants or mice. When I get done with my juice, I take the cap off and throw it out separately from the juice bottles so that the critter in the ditch has something to live in and protect it from global warming.
You're feeding the critters.
I'm housing the critters.
Oh, you're housing them. I got it. Yeah. Well, I thought there'd be a little juice left over too. So
they can get a.
Yeah, they got a little habitat.
A little sugar and protein.
Yeah, but you're also polluting, Stephen. So we kind of have a double-edged sword there. You're helping the planet by housing the critters, but you're tossing a plastic cover into the ditch. How do you reconcile that?
Well, the cover, an ant could make a little house under the cover as well.
So there's more good than bad. More good.
Yeah.
Well, really, let's think about this. Let's think about this differently. I'm sorry, Stephen. We're talking over each other here. Let's think about this differently. You're, you're doing more good than harm.
That's my goal.
Yeah. So we'll look the other way on the polluting thing.
I was hoping you'd get a laugh out of this, and Todd would say something funny as well.
I'm just playing along.
You guys are busy talking over each other, so I've been kind of seeing out of it. But
But you have been chuckling, haven't you, Todd?
I have been, absolutely.
Just didn't have the mic open. And I'm getting a good laugh out of it, too, Stephen.
I appreciate your time and show, sirs.
It's either that or cry, right? Stephen, thank you. Good to hear from you. Brian and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
It's either that or fall.
So, Brian, let's get you to turn your radio down. Otherwise, we're going to have one heck of a time conversing here. And you can hear us through your phone, and we can hear you through the phone.
Yeah, we're talking over each other enough without that. You know,
everybody will get along. Brian, what's on your mind?
The two-year free community college. Who's going to pay for that?
The taxpayers of the United States of America. 75% would be federal tax dollars. 25%, they'd say, states, you pick up the tab.
Yeah, so it's not free. I mean, somebody's paying for it. And, you know, it's another free handout for Obama, I guess, supposedly.
You know, the states do this. I think Tennessee is one. They finance it through their lottery. Georgia does some version of the tuition thing through their lottery. There's examples of this. I've heard proposals of this being discussed in North Dakota as a tie to get folks to consider the workforce. I don't think necessarily it's a bad idea, with the right strings and tied to specific needs and everything else. I prefer to call it an incentive to say, hey, if contractually, if you want to stay here and fill a particular need, then we're going to give you that. But do it state by state, right? Do it specific to a need. With the federal government being broke is what offends me most on this. You, Brian?
Yeah, I completely agree. We're broke, but yet, free community college, it's not free. Somebody's paying for it, and it's coming out of somebody's pocket. Mine, yours, and everybody else's, It's not free. Peter, college is not free.
That's been probably the most often heard response to this. It's not free. It's not free. Somebody's paying for it.
Will someone in the media end up asking Obama about that?
I can answer that for you, Todd. No.
Not a chance. I got $5 for the first person who gets to ask Obama. I know, $5, like a real, real incentive, right?
Exactly.
But wouldn't that have to be the question? Wait a minute. Free? It ain't free.
Yes, exactly. Brian, appreciate the call. Thank you. John and Jamestown, you're next. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today?
Hey, the free tuition, I'm not for it, but I guess I'm not sure that it's that big of a deal. Take a look at kids' yearbooks on who has gotten the scholarships to go to college. You'll see that it's almost all of the people that can actually afford college. And then the lower class, they get all the grants to go to college. So basically, I think what's happening is it's filling in the gap for the middle class, because the lower middle class will now get the same that the upper class and the lower class get. So I'm not sure that it's that big of a deal, but I am not for it with that said.
Okay, now let me ask you this, though, John. And again, I said the same thing. I think state by state, filling a need, added an incentive, whatever, not a bad idea. Do you think we have the resources right now in this country to add a $60 billion federal tax expenditure given our debt?
No, I don't. But I also don't believe that we have it available for the poor or for the upper class. Like I say, I believe that maybe everybody should pay for their own school, get rid of grants, get rid of scholarships, and give interest-free loans so each kid can take out their own money to pay for school, and let's do it that way. But basically, all we're doing, or all Obama really proposed was for lower middle-class families like myself, well, they closed the gap. But with that said, I'm not for it. I'm for everybody paying your own way.
John, appreciate the call. Thank you, Steve. In Dickinson, you're next with your take on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, hey, good morning. I spent 25 years in Georgia when they started their HOPE scholarship. Yes, the lottery pays for 4 years of college for A and B students. Well, the consequences, unintended consequences, all the teachers started grade inflation because if they didn't have a small town, if the kid didn't have a B average, there was no way he was going to the university. So they ended up having A and B honor roll students from their high school have to take remedial classes at the university. Then the other thing is that, and I see this coming down the road, all the universities immediately raise their tuition, raise their room and board, because guess what? The student wasn't paying for it. The state was paying for it. So after about 20 years, the lottery runs out of money. They have to go back. Now they're only going to pay a certain percent, and they toughen the standards. So you can't give something away for free and not expect a disaster at the end of the road.
Yeah, interesting point, Steve. But plus, what was the in George's case? What was the requirement? A or B, and then did they need to remain in the state? Was there some tie to yes. workforce needs, or what are the other strings?
No, there weren't. It was just if you did A or B, you could go to any state college, so University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, any of them, and the legislature wrote it in to where they had to be accepted. So, and they had, the papers did article, 10 years down the road, they had all these poor students. The only way they were going to go to college was with a scholarship. So the teachers just thought, well, you know what? You know, he's a D student, but I'm going to give him a B. How bad is it when an honor roll student has to go to college and take remedial English and remedial math?
Yeah, sad deal. Interesting how that worked. And by the way, there are grade requirements on this, so you might see the exact same thing. Steve, appreciate the comment and sharing the example from Georgia. Mark and Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. First of all, I'm not so much against the concept of free community college if it's done at the state level. You know, each state should decide whether or not they can afford that, and I think North Dakota is a good example, one that probably could. But nonetheless, 2 years ago, we extended the age requirements for allowing a person to stay on parents' insurance, okay? And then we raised the minimum wage. Now we want to give them free college. What's the incentive for these high school graduates to get out and earn a living? You know, that was part of my education when I went to college, was to figure out how I was going to pay for it. And I believe it made me a better person. So when a person graduates from high school, I think it's time to cut the apron strings and say, hey, look, now it's your responsibility to get out there and earn your way in the world, and you'll be a better person for it.
A good life lesson. Good point, Mark. No question about that. And by the way, to your first point on states doing it, it's being proposed already in the North Dakota legislature. So this is
and that's fine. I think it should be with some strings attached. I hate to admit it, I agreed with Obama last night on that. If there is going to be something, there's got to be some requirements for the student to comply. But nonetheless, I think it still should be kept at the state level.
But point well taken on at what point you say you own this. It's your life.
Right.
Plan for it. Mark, appreciate the call. Call again. Ed in South Dakota, John in Grand Forks, when we come back.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341. S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Evert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. We're big fans of the Apache sprayer here because we've heard growers rave about them. If you go to highplainsapache.com, by the way, the website, or stop and see the gang at their Mandan location on East Side Court, Southeast, across Maine, just across from Bonanza and Mandan, or on 35th Street South in Frontier, which is just south of Fargo. You're going to find out that they are a dedicated team of folks that have one focus, sprayers, and it shows in everything they do. So you're going to find a very straightforward approach, application expertise, a focus on customer service that really sets these guys apart from the others. There's new equipment. There's used equipment. There's parts and service. The new ET Ag Center is a great example of the parts they can help you find, where literally if you need it and it comes out of the application industry, chances are they have it, from pumps to transfer pumps to nozzle bodies to clamps and valves and poly fittings and spray tips and hand sprayers and spray hose and tubing and
products, trainers, and measuring tools, application control. They've got it. 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the industry at your ET Egg Center right there. Not only for the Apache sprayers, but for all of them. So stop in. They'll help you find the parts you've been looking for. And a lot of years of ag equipment sales and the experience, planters, the spreaders, the sprayers, these guys will help you tackle any problem. Stop and see them. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Check out their website at HighPlainsApache.com. Let's get back to the phones here. Ed in South Dakota, what's on your mind? You're next at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I agree with your previous callers that free college is not free. Somebody has to pay for it, and I think kids appreciate it and will use it more if they've got an investment in it. Secondly, climate change. I think climate change continues to be one of the biggest hoaxes laid upon the American public, and it's basically a control issue. What I think is a bigger issue that just got kind of brushed off last night was the thing of immigration, about closing the border. It's a security issue. It's a great financial drain on an already drained economy, $18 trillion in debt, and that's gonna really rise up to bite us. And I think one of the biggest issues that never really even got touched on, I think Joni Ernst talks about it a little bit, and that's the moral slide. I'm talking gay marriage and civil rights, gay marriage and abortion, which are, you know, in God's eyes, I think they're pretty important, and we continue to spit in God's face when we continue to promote that. And I do believe that gay marriage is not a civil rights or a political issue. It is a moral and a spiritual issue. And our government is actually violating the separation of church and state when they make it a political issue and continue to play God over those kind of things. So that's my opinion on that.
Yeah, and I think if you pull values voters, conservatives, a lot of folks, you'd have that way above climate change. And I'm not sure even folks on the left, if we went out to the Kirkwood Mall today or Dakota Square or pick your spot, mainstream Mott, over at the coffee shop in Dickinson today and ask folks, okay, top 10 greatest threats to future generations. Can we find, 1% of folks are going to say climate change? I don't think so. Kind of a crazy thought. Ed, good call. Thanks for the comments. Appreciate it. John and Grand Forks, you're next. And what's on your mind?
You know, all these great ideas from the president. This song, all I can say is this song just keeps rolling in my head. Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman, Ken. I can sum it up in that song.
Yeah, well said. Well said. We haven't talked about Joni Ernst much, who gave the Republican response, the Republican from new senator from Iowa that won in that battle. How did you think she did, John?
You know, I didn't listen to any of it.
Didn't you? You just tuned it out.
I had listened to State of the Union with Obama in power, I think 30 minutes of his first speech. And you can figure out right away, we all have seen these people in our lives. You know, what a phony, you know?
You know, the sad part of it is that I think a lot of people have gotten that cynical about it. You know what I mean? I saw a lot of that last night on the social media commentary. I was watching and pulling out different clips, but there's a lot of cynicism. But then I take that as kind of sad. I think the president owns some of that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, the worst.
Here's a visual for you, though, on Joni Ernst. She had camouflage high heels on.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. That was actually a highlight. I didn't think her, that's a tough spot to be in. It looked a little like a Saturday Night Live skit, to tell you the truth. But appreciate the call, John. Thanks. Got to get another one in here before we get to the break.
Yeah, it's absurd for the government to pay for 2 years of junior college or any other four-year college or whatever. I lived out east and in the Baltimore area. They had a number of universities that had evening divisions. You went to school, let's say classes started at 6 p.m., and you were over, classes were over at 10 p.m. And, you know, I went three nights a week or whatever, and, it took me 6.5 years to finish up, but I paid as I went along. I didn't borrow a dime. struggling to make my tuition payments and book payments. We could use used books that we bought from individuals that had the course prior, and I was really surprised that our 55th high school reunion, how many individuals completed the education.
Interesting. Different era. Without question, appreciate the call. Senator Hovind, Congresswoman Kristi Noem, South Dakota, coming up for their reaction to
what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.